guys, welcome to another day with Jesus. The Word of God is like a fresh spring that can direct your day and your life. Each day comes with new mercies and a new word. So here's a new word for you today.
Greetings in Jesus' precious name. Welcome to this brand new morning that God has given us. I am excited because you are going to live as an overcomer. I am excited because the devil cannot trick you out of God's will for your life. The devil cannot deceive you. The devil cannot overcome you. In fact, you are the one who will overcome him. We learned two keys in these last 2 days, just to recap. One was to submit completely to God, to the people that God has placed over your lives. And the second was equally important. It was to expose all the lies. You know, just ask God to expose the tail. We saw yesterday how the red dragon brings down the stars with the tail, and the tail represents the lies the enemy speaks, and just declare that, just speak that out, that you will not fall prey to the lies of the enemy anymore. Today morning we're going to go a little more further in the book of Revelation chapter 12 and verse 11. The Bible says, the previous verse actually says that the accuser of our brethren has been thrown down to the earth, the one who accuses them before our God day and night. And the Bible says, and they have defeated him by the blood of the Lamb. Now, this is the key for you to defeat the enemy. If the Bible says so, it may be something really, really powerful. So many times we underestimate the power of the blood of Jesus. Why is the blood of Jesus so powerful? What was so special about the blood of Jesus? One, it was because the blood of Jesus is pure. The devil is afraid of purity. The devil is afraid of righteousness. The devil is afraid of something that is holy. You know, the reason sometimes the devil is not afraid of our lives is because we are not pure. He knows us more and better than we know ourselves. You know, we don't know our weaknesses, but the devil has studied us well enough to understand, know exactly what is our weakness and where we can fall and what mistake we can do. And that is the reason sometimes he's not afraid of us. However, when we trust in the blood of Jesus, when we lean on the blood of Jesus, when we depend on the blood of Jesus every day for the rest of our lives, you can be assured that the devil will see you not from the perspective that you are unholy. He will begin to see you from the perspective that God made you holy through the blood of Jesus. When the devil looks at you, when Satan looks at you, he will see you wrapped in the blood of Jesus. He'll see you wrapped in righteousness. He'll see you wrapped in holiness and purity. And that is a good grounds for the enemy to be afraid of you. And the Bible says we will be able to defeat the enemy by the blood of the Lamb. The second reason why the blood is so powerful is because the blood reminds the enemy that we do not belong to him. Because it was the payment. It was the blood of Jesus that was the payment, the ransom that he paid to purchase us. God paid the ransom, the price to redeem us from the captive of the enemy. And every time we use the blood, you know, the one thing the enemy tries to do is to come and deceive us into believing that we still belong to him. That we still have to obey him, that we still have to respond to him. But every time we bring the blood of Jesus into the picture, that is a firm reminder that this business deal is done long time ago, and that he doesn't have any access into your life anymore. You know, it's almost like this. If you've got if you've purchased a property or a piece of land or a house, and the previous owners or the previous tenants of the house keeps coming back to live in that place, you know, keeps coming back without, probably for whatever reason, probably because they want that house or their mistake or whatever it may be, they keep coming back to live in that house. What you could do is you can take the sale deed or the rent deed or the agreement that you made, the legal document that was made, and you when you go and present it to them, they are obviously forced to get out of that place because this is proof that this house does not belong to them anymore. And that is what the blood of Jesus does. The blood of Jesus is proof that you don't belong to the enemy anymore because the blood of Jesus was poured out. Every single drop. It was not just like Jesus was donating 1 liter of blood. He gave up every drop, every ounce of blood in his body so that, you know, in fact, the Bible says when the soldier pierced him, blood and water came out together. That only happens when the blood in the body has been completely drained out. And that's what the Bible says. Till the last drop of blood in the body of Jesus, he shed it for you and for me. And that is a strong enough proof that you do not belong to the devil anymore. That you do not belong to the system of the world anymore. There was a price that was paid. Now you belong to God. There was a price that was paid. Now you are not obligated to listen to him anymore. He is not your master anymore. He is not your leader anymore. And every time the blood comes into the picture, the real master of your life, the real Lord of your life, the real God in your life is brought into the picture. And that is enough to help you defeat the enemy. That is enough to help you defeat the temptations of the enemy. Are you struggling with addictions? Can you try using the blood of Jesus? Every morning when you are faced with a temptation, every afternoon when you're faced with a temptation to lie, can you just trust in the blood of Jesus? And I'm telling you, immediately the things will start shifting. Just call on the blood of Jesus. Just say, blood of Jesus, oh precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. If you can learn to trust in the blood of Jesus, you will never again have to walk in defeat because you will defeat the enemy by the blood of the Lamb. God bless you. Have a beautiful day ahead.
May God bless and multiply the word you just received. We have plenty of resources for you to receive and be blessed by, especially the videos and audios of every sermon preached by Pastor Priji and Rashmi. Find all of them at pastorpriji.com.